Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 11th canto, 5th chapter, verse 46 and 7. Yuvayo kalo dampatyo. Nyashasha puritam jaga. Upratam magamad yadvam. Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari. Translation. Indeed, the whole world has become filled with the glories of you and your good wife, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, has taken the position of your son. It's Narada Muni speaking with Vasudeva. Purport. In this verse, Narada Muni hints at the glories of Vasudeva and Devaki, the parents of Krishna and Balaram, by the words, Yashasha Puritam Jagat. The whole world is now filled with your glories. In other words, although Vasudeva inquired from Narada about spiritual advancement, Narada here states, you are already completely glorious due to your extraordinary devotion to the personality of God, the Supreme Personality. 47. Darshana lingana lapai. Sayana sana bhojana. Atmavam pavita krishne. Putrasneham prakorvato. Darshana linga nalapai. Shayana sana bhojanai. Atmavam pavita krishne. Putrasneham prakorvato. Darshana, by seeing, alingana, embracing, alapai, and conversing, shayana, in taking rest, asana, sipping, bhojanai, and eating, Atma, the hearts, Vam, of you too, Pavita, have become purified. Krishna, for Lord Krishna, Putra Sneham, the affection toward a son, Prakor Vatau, who were manifesting. Translation. My dear Vasudev, you and your good wife Devaki have manifested great transcendental love for Krishna, accepting him as your son. Indeed, you are always seeing the Lord, embracing him, speaking with him, resting with him, sitting together with him, and taking your meals with him. By such affectionate, intimate association with the Lord, undoubtedly both of you have completely purified your hearts. In other words, you are already perfect. Purport. The words Atmavam Pavita in this verse are very significant. Ordinary conditioned souls are required to purify their existence by practicing the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, learning how to offer all of their activities in the devotional service of the Lord. Such a regulated, gradual process, however, cannot be applied to those exalted souls who are personally attending to the Lord as his parents, boyfriends, girlfriends, advisors, sons, etc. Due to Vasudev and Devaki's intense love for Krishna as their son, they had already achieved the highest perfectional stage of life, although in the previous verse, Sri Narad Muni informed Vasudev that he and his wife had become glorious by Krishna's taking birth as their son. Vasudev might have argued that other personal associates of the Lord, such as Jai Vijay, had fallen down due to offending the Brahmana class. Therefore, in the present verse, Narada has used the word Pavita, you are completely purified. Therefore, you are completely free from the slightest trace of discrepancy in your devotional service due to your intense love for Krishna. It is understood from the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that Sri Vasudev, Krishna's pastime father, is actually an eternally liberated Nitya Siddha associate of the personality of Godhead. Vasudev has a spiritual body, just as Krishna does, and he is always merged in the overwhelming ecstatic desire to serve Krishna, his beautiful son. However, Narad could understand that due to extreme humility, Vasudev considered himself an ordinary human being and was feeling very anxious to receive transcendental instructions on the devotional service of the Lord. Accepting the ecstatic humility of Vasudev and to relieve his anxiety, Sri Narad Muni instructed him in the science of Bhakti Yoga as one might instruct an ordinary human being. However, at the same time, Narad has revealed that actually Sri Vasudev and Devaki are already completely glorious by their unprecedented fortune of having Krishna and Balaram as their sons. Therefore, Narad is telling Vasudev, my dear Vasudev, do not in any way be discouraged or doubtful about your position. Undoubtedly, you are immediately going back home, back to Godhead. Actually, you and your good wife are the most fortunate persons. In conclusion, everyone should become fortunate by fully developing his dormant love for Krishna. Many terrible demons who oppose Krishna eventually achieve a happy state of life by their association with Krishna. Therefore, there's no doubt about the supreme bliss achieved by the loving devotees of the Lord who day and night can only think of pleasing Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I'll read these verses. Indeed, the whole world has become filled with the glories of you and your good wife because the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Hari, has taken the position of your son. My dear Vasudev, you and your good wife, Devaki, have manifested great transcendental love for Krishna, accepting him as your son. Indeed, you are always seeing the Lord, embracing him, speaking with him, resting with him, sitting together with him, taking your meals with him. By such affectionate, intimate association with the Lord, undoubtedly both of you have completely purified your hearts. In other words, you are already perfect. Though, in the line of remembering what's going on here, Vasudeva was getting instruction from Narad Muni. This is going on repeatedly, that great persons are getting instruction from other great persons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is getting instructions from Ramananda Roy, Ramananda Roy, and others at different times. Krishna himself takes advice from Uddhava and others. Prabhupada even used to, or especially used to, ask his opinions of different devotees. So becoming perfect doesn't mean the same as being puffed up. Siddho hum. Perfect. Siddho means perfect. So in a demoniac frame of mind, someone is thinking, I'm perfect, I don't need to listen to anybody. But Vasudeva remaining extremely humble here. So if we look back to the 10th canto, is it a really poignant scene when after Krishna kills Kamsa, pretty fast actually, not fast enough, but according to many people, but he got killed, tried to defend himself. Anyway, Krishna just jumped up and whoosh, killed him. Then when Vasudeva and Devaki were approached by Krishna and Balaram, it's really a wonderful pastime that, because here is the word used, sneha, putra sneha, the affection for the son, where they were feeling that they got cheated or somehow they lost their whole time, they could have been affectionate. In this verse, Narad Muni's reminding them of their interaction, but for so long they had no interaction. They were simply lamenting that Krishna and Balaram were staying in Vrindavan. So when they approached like that, Krishna was speaking especially. Krishna was speaking especially about the taking it upon himself that Balaram and himself, they actually were at fault by, he said, throughout our whole youth, Komaram, Poganda, all those stages, and remember their stages were, although they were 10, 11, they were considered already youths in the third stage. And Kishore, Kishore age. So they stated that because we didn't take care of you, actually we, a person who does not take care of the parents is as good as a dead person. Mataram, Pitaram, Vridha. So throughout Bhagavatam, we're getting wonderful Leela, but at the same time, always there's the instruction. And so Krishna is instructing that a person, they were feeling, they were, it's amazing when you think there's different layers and can never tire of hearing it, that Krishna himself and Balaram are saying that we're actually culpable. We're like dead bodies, mritya, eva, isaha. Because we did not take care of you. We could not take care of you. Of course they could not take care. They were tiny boys anyway. But they're saying, but someone who can take care, mataram, pitaram, a father, mother, and vidha, old persons, and sadvi, chaste wife, sutam, sons, so, list is given there. Prapanam, though anyone who has surrendered to such person, they have wasted their life. They're eligible to be eaten by jackals going to hell. So Krishna and Balaram are stating the facts of the Shastras. We got a lot of new entries into the temple. Boxes, cans, everything. We make sure everything is complete, purna. So these are some of the pastimes that are going on. Putra Sneha. And some of the verses there also, when Devaki and Vasudev were feeling such great pain, Krishna obliterated that feeling of awe and reverence. In the beginning, they were feeling very awe. They saw that Krishna and Balaram had just killed Chanora Mushtika, who was so many of those wrestlers. First them, and then who were the other ones that came forward? Remember? There's three others. Tosha. I forgot them all. Anyway, they're very powerful wrestlers. Somehow they weren't like discouraged. I would have been discouraged seeing what happened to Chanora and Mushtika. They were like slaughtered, vomiting blood, and just crushed and pulverized. Like, you know, when you... Anyway, they were pulverized. So three other wrestlers came running toward them, like, so angry that, okay, because they have this wrestling ball, I guess they really identify with their body situation. So came in there, ready to fight. They were obliterated very quickly. And then all those, then Kamsa, and he was dragged across the arena. In case anyone was doubtful, he might have still been alive. Krishna's dragon. So imagine, first of all, Vasudev and Devaki, they were hearing all these ladies in the wrestling arena. And they were crying and freaking out, saying, what's going on here? These little boys are delicate, just like little twigs off a tree, and they can break in any second. And they put here, anyone who has any moral standards, just immediately stop this. And they were crying, speaking, and Vasudev and Devaki were listening to that and feeling, yes, what is going on? Our sons are going to fight these big wrestlers. So there's so much is brought out. At the same time, Matva Prajaram, just like in, I was looking, thinking of this Gita, Saketi Matva Prajaram, your Dham, hey Krishna. When Arjuna, similar words were used when Arjuna was speaking with Krishna. And finally, Arjuna said, I've been sitting with you, Bhojaneshu, eating. Some of the words are used, similar words, that you ate, and Sayanasana, Bhojaneshu, same thing, lying down. I was sitting, lying down with you, Abhyachuta. When Arjuna was speaking with Krishna, he said, I was sitting with you, sometimes alone, sometimes with other people, and I just patting you on the back, acting so affectionate. Now that I see that you're actually Supreme Personality of God. So Krishna had to make sure those things are covered so the putra sneha can always remain. Sometimes it comes up, especially with Vasudeva and Devaki. With Yasodhanandan, this mood is very minuscule, but with Vasudeva and Devaki, when Krishna first appeared, Ambujekshanam, from Balakam, Ambujekshanam, those verses again, Chatur Bhujam, he was a little baby, but he was appearing like Vishnu. And with weapons and everything, but so Devaki was saying, no, oh my God, you're appearing as God, everyone will want to get you now. wait a minute, he's God, they can't do anything. But still, she was still feeling this affection. And Prabhupada said, we also feel this sometimes with our ISKCON, that although it's impervious, completely transcendental, nothing can ever touch it, still we're always worried and anxiety about our ISKCON. And Prabhupada was always worried, going all over the world. ISKCON was like his child. He was having this putra sneha. He compared it. Although so many things happen, and he's talking about deprogrammers and so many demoniac elements appearing to try to destroy, just like Kamsa and these other demons wanted to kill Krishna. So Prabhupada had the same affection for his ISKCON society. And he was interacting with each person very affectionately. Putra Sneha. And some other interesting, wonderful words. Darshana Tadvasta. Darshana Kilbisha. By darshana, one destroys automatically sinful reaction. Tamo rajaguna, tamo rajas tamo bhava, kamalobadesha, chete taranabhigam, sthitam. So Prabhupada wanted to cultivate the mode of goodness, what to speak of, shuddha sattva. Even to get, trying to bring all the devotees, everyone on the planet up to the sattva guna. Because here it says, Pavita Krishna, Atmavam. The two of you are already purified. Vasudeva Shabditam, Sattvam Vishudam, Vasudeva Shabditam. Vasudeva is Krishna, becomes a long A, his father is Vasudeva. And he takes birth, Krishna takes birth from Vasudeva, because Vasudeva is pure. So similarly, if we want, we have to become purified. If we want Vasudeva, to understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapaha, that Vasudeva is the goal of all tapasya, the goal, Jnanam of all Jnan, the supreme, most pure. If you want it to take birth within our heart, similarly we have to become purified. And that is done. Pravishta Kanarandarena. Krishna enters the ear, as described here. I think it's in the last verse. That's just, well, if we want to embrace, what to speak of embracing? Embracing sometimes is taken as mundane, it depends. Radharani, the gopis, prati anga, they want to embrace Krishna with every anga, all the time. When devotees embrace, just like Raghunath Das, he was embracing so many Vaishnavas in Radhakund. Every time he would see a devotee, he would, apparently there were some who weren't, because it said, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he would embrace the devotee every minute. Sometimes those embraces are so powerful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatana Goswami. His body became golden. There's no longer any dripping, oozing pus. What to speak of Vasudeva the leper. Embraced him with his leprous body. And he became like a golden form. But he also thought he would become puffed up. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him? He told him, just chant, Jari Deko Tari Kaha Krishna. So in the age of Kali, Shuddha Purna Nitya Mukto, to get to the stage of purification, simply we have to chant. Shuddha Ekshita. And by this Shuddha, hearing the holy name, or hearing these Leelas, we can actually see and ultimately embrace Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, you can read the description, he was shaking, and trembling, kampashru, tears also flying out of his eyes. And it said he was shaking so much, there's some word used, takaha or something, takala, can't remember. He was not only shaking, but trembling like that, couldn't hold him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shaking, of course. He hits the ground trembles. Nothing happens. Even though he hits the ground, it was reported maybe 100 times in an hour, but he still miraculously knows there's never anything wrong when he falls on the ground. But when he would himself, alingana, Radharani wants to embrace the tamal tree, tamalasya skande, because she thinks it looks like Krishna. It is Krishna for her. She's embracing the tamal tree. When she hears the bamboo, she wants to fly into the breeze and embrace Krishna. So this is the ultimate, to embrace. But then there's separation. And Nayanam Galadhu Galaya, tears are flowing from my eyes because I cannot embrace. So we all want to get, even what to speak of embrace, just to get the sidelong glance of Krishna. Kataksha by Bhagavatam. Kataksha aksha means the glance, and kata aksha means the sidelong glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're after that. Embracing, most of us cannot even imagine that they're embracing Krishna. Alingana. Darshana alingana lapai. Conversing, speaking with, he will speak with you. Even Kapila Devi instructing in third canto. Even by surrendering to the deity, one who sees my deity form, eyes, and face, brilliant, how he's dressed. Tadarshana la pariputam taro. By this darshan, Lord Brahma became overwhelmed with ecstasy. Darshan. So every day the darshan is going on. Many people don't care. They drive by, they walk by sometimes. I see devotees come for prasad, they don't even bother to get the dog. But, of course, they're getting prasad. At least we can come to the anamoya stage. Prabhupada said that's why the children should come every day. We didn't mention you finding a lecture so important that, you know, oh, you must study math, study logic. No. He said the children must come every day for the darshan. Of course, they get nice prasad. And they'll always be thinking, this was Prabhupada's idea of Gurukula. Of course, there's darshan. They have deities in everywhere. But especially in the temple, he wanted everyone to take the darshan and become purified. Seeing Krishna, 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 seeing. And they'll see, of course, in the temple, the deity is dressed so nicely. There's many pujaris. They're working hours to decorate deity, painting. Everyone has their deity at home. It may not be as elaborate. But according to that devotion, then, so by seeing the deity, and one can speak, Kapila Dev says, then you can speak just like that brahmana. If you can talk, you can walk also. The Sakshi Gopal deity. You say, how do you expect me? I'm going to walk all the way to Orissa. He said, if you can talk, you can walk. He had full faith. So this embracing is so amazing that one gets in the embrace. Even the embrace of Chaitanya, if he gets the embrace of the pure devotee, even that. But so this, when Nittai met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they embraced and they were just, no one can say how. When Nittai is embracing Madhavendra Puri, in ecstasy, those intimate, fortunate persons who could see such a thing. How amazing is that? So we can meditate on this embracing. And Narada could understand, due to extreme humility, Vasudeva considered himself an ordinary human being and was feeling very anxious to receive transcendental instruction on the devotional service of the Lord. Accepting the ecstatic humility of Vasudeva and to relieve his anxiety. These are ecstatic symptoms. This is not the anxiety of the material world. Those who are attached to sons, putra dara grahadi shu, yanmaitanadi grahamei sukham yukham. Practically, there's no other means to extinguish our bodily, material attachments, samsara, burning, vishaya, vishanale, ivanish. We're burning with our attachments in this material world. There's no way to extinguish that burning desire, separation, except by taking to this devotional process. Kambhakti yoga, pribhavatas, it saroje. Then Krishna will take his place on the lotus of our heart. According to one's meditation, yad yad. However we're meditating here, Vasudeva is thinking Krishna is his son. Previously, Krishna had already taken birth twice in Krishna Garbha. That was Krishna, the wife of Sutapa, and later as Vamadeva. And Krishnigarbha actually appeared specifically to Benedict Dhruvamara, and he gave him his own planet to live in within this material world. It's like a Vishnu planet. He gave the partial mercy. Here he's, as Vasudev and Devaki, they're experiencing the highest goal, complete perfection. They're completely purified. So our goal is to become purified. Pavitramidam ultimam pavakshya bhagamam dhanam susukam kartamam, and to experience directly the highest happiness. So have to become purified. Vidunoti suhitsatam. Krishna is already in the heart, but our hearts are covered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given only 8 instructions, and the biggest first one, Chaitadapanamarjanam Baba Mahadevad. Purify the mirror of the mind, the heart. Chaitadapanamarjanam Chitta. Chaitadapanamarjanam Baba Mahadevad. So it's no trifling thing that we're in this material world. Baba Mahadevagni. So easy to forget. Sense gratification makes us forget. In this case, Krishna is making them easily. He throws his yogamaya, atmamaya over them, his parents. So they forget their awe and reverence, and again, they feel this great affection. Otherwise, Maya javani katchana magyat hokshatana. Going to be this guy. We're being covered by this curtain of deluding energy. Maya javani katchana. Agyat hokshajam abhyayam. Krishna's abhyaya adhokshajam. He's all beyond our senses. We're covered by the curtain of Maya. And mudhadrisha. On top of that, 3 things in that sloka. We're mudha. So if we're mudha, covered by the curtain of Maya, difficult. And the purification comes, Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Yananta, by hearing the Sankirtan of Bhagavan. He's unlimited. Maya has also many branched, but Krishna is also ahead of Maya. Bhagavatam is Ananta. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Paranam Bhamakam. Idam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. The Bhagavatam is very dear to the Vaishnavas because Amalanam Purana, Amalam Purana. It is Amala, pure. By hearing it again and again, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Day by day we become purified. Minimally, we'll lose our desire to become impure. And to again, anxious. Let me hear those verses again. Vaisharanam Priyam. 2 lines, first 2 lines of that, one of the last verses in the Bhagavatam. Yaitat prayato nityam. One who chants, shravayan nityam, and chants so that others can hear Bhagavatam, or hear the holy name. Ananyadi. Kshama yama ananyadi. That every moment, finally, the benediction is so great. It says, even tat ardam ba, even if he chants a shloka of the Bhagavatam, or even half a shloka, a half a word, a half just a syllable, still he becomes purified. He purifies himself. That's how potent the Bhagavatam is. They're just saying, okay, just take. Sometimes a book distributor or any salesman says, just take this Bhagavatam, take this Gita. No, it's too big, I won't read it. Well, then take this Isha Upanishad, this book. No, it's too much, I can't read it. Well, then take this flyer, take this card, chant Hare Krishna. Take something. So this is a shuti fal. Sometimes we ask that question, why are they given? It seems like mundane, but that's there for those who have mundane consciousness. It's not a mystery why that's there. Someone may pick up a Bhagavatam. Of course, in old days, you had to really know Sanskrit, or at least had it translated in Bengali or something, and then get to that part and read it and get the Shruti Fall. Yes, you get a big kingdom. You're a Kshatriya, that's your Shudra, you'll be okay also. Whoever you are, you'll be okay. You'll get some benediction. Just read it again. Prithu Maharaj, anything. Vitrasura, any of those stories, they have many of them, all have 100 different stories or so in there. So, okay, you don't read Bhagavatam, the beginning of every moment, every second of the day, you're not chanting, then at least read one chapter. Prabhupada said, read one chapter of Gita. Don't be like Hari Prayana and chant the whole thing every day. It is not needed. Unless you're a brainiac. Even the brainiacs have trouble chanting the whole Gita every day. So you must be a brainiac. So, but you can't read one line. Prabhupada said, one line. He told Sri Chakirti, I'm reading, if you just read one line. You have to be such an idiot you can't read one line? No, I can't read one. Can't. Prabhupada used to think that was so funny. Take the time out to say can't. The old lady's telling the husband, maybe you should chant. He's saying can't. Chant. Can't. This is a sure way to become purified. Pavitram idamukta kalyananam nidanam kali malamatanam pavanam pavananam. One verse in the Padyavali. One verse, just read one verse. One line. Kalyananam nidanam kali malamatanam. The Kali Mala, the dirt of this age of Kali, is extinguished, destroyed, smashed, obliterated, annihilated by the chanting. Eko Krishnanam, Papi. Eko Krishnanam Hoy. Where's that verse go? Eko Krishnanam, Pape Hoy Jato Hoy. That one. If you chant, Namaikam Yashavachi Smarana Patagatam Katova. Namaikam. One chanting. They're asking. So they're begging. Dante Nidaya Chunagam Padayor Napacha Prabodhananda Saraswati. He's begging with straw in his teeth. Just chant one time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Ekonam. Just chant one time. E matra bika chai. We're only begging. We're not asking for any money, nothing. Jeev Krishna Das, Avis Vas, Kuali Dur. All your misery will be finished. Just chant one time. Rasa, Mata Rasa. Become intoxicated. Of course, we don't easily get that intoxicated, but sometimes the people who watch us chanting, especially in the football game, they're already intoxicated, so we don't have to bother to try to make them. They see that we're intoxicated, they think we're maybe drinking a lot of beer also or something. So, oh, these are our people. But they don't see any discarded beer cans. I figured we must have really polished off like a few six packs or something. Because they can't relate to it. They understand. How do you people can be jumping around? For them to jump around like that, it takes a lot of liquid nectar that they drink. But they say these people are automatically dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that Prakasananda Saraswati, don't think that I'm artificially chanting and dancing. No, it happens, you know. Just Evan Vrtasa Priyanama Kirtya Jatana Raga Dhruta Chittu. We're melting. The heart is melting. Dhruta Chittu Chai Hasyatrito Rauti Rodhiti Rauti Gaya. We're dancing, but that's all. We don't artificially try to do it. It's just, sorry. It happens like that. And loka bhaya, we don't care about what outside people might see. Actually, they like it mostly. They have to be really stupid not to. So this is shavayan nityam, to make others chant, others hear. This is also important. So Prabhupada wanted to bring everyone, purify the whole world. Patita pavana hetu. Pavavatar, that means that patita pavana. Pavana means also to purify. Pati. So Mahaprabhu himself, he enlivened so many persons, and they're still enlivened. Great personalities come. Janashya Krishna, Vimukasya Daiva. for those persons who have turned their face away from him. Because they're impure, following adharma. Adharma shilasya sudukhi. And why? And what happens? Sudukhita. They're suffering due to impurity. But those who are pure, like Vasudev, Narad Muni, they're always happy. Narad Muni bhajaya avina. Radhika Ramana. He's chanting Radhika Ramana on his Veena, purifying the whole universe with his song. Bhaktivinoda is describing that. Matila Vishva, intoxicating the whole universe. Narad Muni himself can intoxicate just with his singing. I remember when I first, but I was in class one time, and I asked. I somehow or other got, at the end of the class, I asked Bhavananda. Everyone knows who Bhavananda. Anyway, so I said, we're reading about Narad Muni in the first canto. So I said, oh, Prabhupada, he could be Narad Muni. And he said, that's speculation. But that's kind of nice speculation. He's inducing everybody to chant. That's speculation. But nice speculation. Bad speculation. But that's kind of nice speculation. Okay, so if there's any commentaries, questions? Yeah.
So we say that chanting the holy names is enough. Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy names. So why do we need to chant the Bhagavatam?
No, I didn't say it was enough. I said,
Prabhupada
said, if you can't read Shastra and you can't do anything, then at least you can chant. Then he said, if you can't chant, then you're an animal. If you're an animal, then we give you prasad. What were you? You're already holding the mic. You're in ecstasy. What are you saying?
No, because I recently heard Prabhupada's opinion about that. Very sweet. He said we chant Hare Krishna to attract those people to participate, and then they get intelligent. Then they dive into philosophy. Then they chant more again. So there's different stages of chanting.
Yeah.
But Bhagavatam is philosophy needed in between.
He said like that Bhagavatam Shloka is non-different from Hare Krishna. 1970. Another thing he said was, all this philosophy is get the fools to chant Hare Krishna. So whatever way you look at it, whether you're chanting...
Well, it's for the Americans because they think more is better.
What's more? Bhagavatam?
Or mantras, whatever.
Well, yeah, right. Otherwise, there's no need for Bhagavatam.
He says also, chanting of Hare Krishna is sufficient, but if somebody wants to understand the whole thing philosophically, then they have both.
Prabhupada said the serious student will not only read Bhagavatam, but he'll read all the commentaries and Jiva Goswami. So, how do you consider yourself serious? I mean, there's one devotee here around here who's chanting 80 rounds every day. He gave away his Bhagavatam. He gave away his CC. He has a Gita. He's chanting 80 rounds. So, what are we going to say? He's chanting 80 rounds. Are we going to say, oh no, you must read Bhagavatam? Somehow or other, that's why it's unlimited. Someone's chanting 80 rounds, someone's chanting Bhagavatam all day. But still.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 5, text 203, in the Parpar Prabhupada says, anyone who is serious to understand God, Supreme Person of Godhead, devotee and devotional service, three things, must read this book of Sanatana Goswami Pada. Bhagavatam Mita and then that. Anybody who is interested to understand the deep meaning of the 10th canto must read Dasami Tippani of Sanatana Goswami Pada.
So but also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the Brahmana. He was barely could barely read the Bhagavad Gita.
But the whole purpose is to get the rati. The person he is trying to please Guru. That was the purpose he is reading Bhagavad Gita. Whether he understand or not, it doesn't matter. He was trying to follow his
Guru. Anyway, he was probably hearing everything.
And if you logically, if you put it, even it makes sense because that Sambit and Ladini potency comes from the heart of Guru. So he was trying to follow his Guru, not that he's not trying to read Bhagavad Gita. I mean, it appears like that. But he's trying to fulfill Guru's desire.
Anyway, that was a slight at the smartest, like, basically.
Yeah.
It was a kick in the face of the smartest.
But Prabhupada also said to Bhagavan Das in a reply, when he said that in the temple everybody is chanting, are we getting the same result equally or how the result is produced? Nice question. And then Prabhupada replied that when one chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it connects with absolute truth. And then he writes, proportion to his conscious acceptance will produce the result. How much he have a faith? So how do you get faith? That's the question. Because Prabhupada said, proportion to my conscious acceptance will produce my chanting. So it's not that everybody will get the result immediately. It depends on individual how much I believe what I just heard from Puskar Prabhu's mouth. Whether I accept or not, that's up to me. If I accept Bhagavatam as it is, then it will produce mystic result in me. But if I have keep on doubting, then it will stay doubt. It won't produce any good result. It will take long, long time. I mean, literally, we don't have anything besides faith. Faith is our actual real asset to carry us. We believe in Prabhupada's word. We believe Prabhupada's position. We believe everything Prabhupada says. This is a faith. With that faith, I'm holding Prabhupada's word. Prabhupada says, chant Hare Krishna. Also, it's very interesting in the Bombay ground opening Prabhupada's question. How do you believe Krishna is Supreme Lord? And Mahamsa Maharaj says he was there. Some disciple answered, well, Bhagavad Gita says Krishna is Supreme Lord. Then another devotee says, well, you say Prabhupada, Krishna is Supreme Lord. Then another devotee says, well, all the Acharya says Krishna is Supreme Lord. Prabhupada agreed all of them, but still he was waiting for some. And then Mahamsa Maharaj said, then Prabhupada added to them. He said, when you consciously accept that Krishna is Supreme Lord, then all the other supports will combine, it will be realized in the heart that Krishna is Supreme Lord.
So, the conclusion is, you can either read Bhagavatam or chant. Not both, right? Okay. Not at the same time. Five things. Sadhu Sangha, Krishna now.
Five things, or even one of the next line says, even slightest of one of five.
Anything else over there on the lady's side?
I had a couple of things. When you said about sense gratification, how the problem with sense gratification, it makes you forget. That made me think of how, because Prabhupada said the word for sin in German is asunder, and it actually means separate from God. That's what the word sin is. So that's why it...
To cut asunder.
And also I never really heard you when you were talking about how Prabhupada, of course his fondness for Iskandra, how he said it's like a child. Can you just say that again?
It's in the purports to 10, in the beginning, the third chapter, where he appeared and Devaki said, no, you should disappear, you should hide, because, then Kamsa was going to come. And Kamsa was going to come anyway, but...
it was so sweet, though. So it made me... Because sometimes when you're exposed to criticism of this kind, it does feel like it You know, it's hurtful.
Prabhupada said you should adjust, never go away. So, I mean, adjusting has to go on too.
Right. But how to respond when you know, the best way to respond to the criticism that inevitably comes with such a big organization?
Prabhupada just was transcendental. That was the way he responded. But he was powerful. The Ragatmika's got the answer anyway.
Well, this is just something Prabhupada said that he said, Churchill once said, "Oh, England, with all thy faults, I love thee." So Srila Prabhupada says, so we should think, "Oh, ISKCON, with all thy faults, I love thee." I have a question.
Sounds sentimental.
Well, sentiment is also of value in Krishna consciousness. Not only sentiment, but... Okay, so... Devaki, or why did Krishna appear as Vishnu to Devaki and Vasudev?
Just to show that he was, don't worry, I am Vishnu.
He just appeared
as Krishna. It might not have been. It's also in those purports and verses.
Yes, I know. But I couldn't understand in those purports why did Devaki want him to appear as a baby when even then he'd be even more vulnerable to Kamsa? You get it?
I couldn't figure that one out. I mean, he's appearing there as a baby with completely decorated with four arms.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it sounds like he could take care of himself a little bit. Kamsa, come on, Kamsa. Let's finish you off. You know, come on in, baby. You know, it seems like that would be a good storyline, too, you know, but then we wouldn't have any rasa. We wouldn't have the rest of the Bhagavatam, the 10th canto. We'd have to end it over there. You know, Thompson's finished. What?
They prayed God to come as their son.
Right.
They did not ask. Just like with the mother, Yashoda and Nanda, when they came as a Drona and Dara, they did not pray God to come as their child. Acharya makes a very distinct between them.
Also, Vishnu chastised them before he disappeared. And he said, he described Gramya, that you have appeared for a mundane reason. That you asked me to appear as your son. And just because you want to, and because of sex life. So it appears that they had some impurity and they were finally purified at this point. Because Prabhupada said one should not pray to get Krishna as a son. Rather, you should just go back to Godhead. don't bother Krishna and bring him here, Vishnu, anyone. Don't bother God and bring him to the material world. And then dovetail it with your sex life. Rather, you should just get it together, purify, and just go back to Godhead.
But it's not
as high as Yashoda and Nanda for that reason.
That's true. In the same Parvati, Prabhupada said something very interesting too. He says, I'm sure you know it. He said, if one wants Vishnu or Supreme Lord to be a child like them, then they have to wait for 4,320,000. And then Prabhupada said, but if one feels to have the Lord as a child, he can just follow Mahaprabhu's path and chant Hare Krishna. In one life, he can do that. I thought that was very Prabhupada's mercy.
That's the final. I mean, he's quoting Vishwanath.
Yeah.
All right, anything else? We're finished. Jai Bhagavatam. Jai.